Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. King Saul will not rest until he sees David, who's the next king of Israel, dead. Now, the king has had to deal with a few other issues, but is back on the trail searching for David, who is hiding out in the wilderness. In this story, the two will meet in a cave. The question is, who will survive? Step into my story and find out. King Saul took 3,000 men, some of the best soldiers of his army, to pursue David in the wilderness. The region was mountainous and filled with caves to hide down in. As they were searching for King David, Saul needed to relieve himself, so he selected a small cave. David and his men had taken refuge in one of the caves and was hiding deep in the inner recesses of the cave. It was to their delight when King Saul walked right into their cave alone. David's men whispered to him, "David, this is the day which the Lord has delivered your enemy into your hands." David slipped behind King Saul and cut off the edge of his robe without him realizing what was happening. After relieving himself, King Saul left the cave unharmed and unaware at what had just happened. Now, David waited until Saul was a ways away from the cave, stepped out for all to see him. "King Saul, why do you listen to the words of men saying, 'David seeks to harm you'? Behold, I have cut off part of your robe and let you live. The Lord has delivered you to me today, and I did not strike you because you are the Lord's anointed king. Please understand there is no evil or rebellion in my hands against you because you are the Lord's anointed one." "Oh, David, is that your voice? My son David? You are more righteous than I, for I have dealt with you wickedly, and you have dealt well with me. May my Lord reward you with good for what you have done." After that, Saul ended his pursuit of David and returned to his palace. Is David crazy? The Lord gave King Saul into David's hand. One thrust of the sword and he would have been dead. But no, David will not strike down Saul because he is the anointed king by God Almighty to lead God's people. David is waiting on God to give him the kingdom of Israel and not take it by his own hand. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.